Back inside our locker room chats here on FM 103.9 KNZA and the MSC Sports Radio Network. Now time to talk Horton girls basketball with head coach Zach Nelson. And, well, the Horton girls are on a good little streak. They've won three consecutive games. Back on Friday, they picked up their second straight win with a 36-28 win over Moramount Academy. And then on Tuesday night, a 38-29 win over Oskaloosa. What was a hard-fought win for the Horton Lady Chargers. So, Coach, two good wins since we've last talked. Just what have been your thoughts beginning back with Moramount Academy on Friday?
No, it was, I mean, they're always a fun team to play against. I mean, like I said, they bring the best out of us, and, I mean, we played hard. Malia stepped up big time and had a big game. And then Piper Chartier also had a pretty good game for herself. I think she had, like, 7 points Friday. So it was good to see some of those girls start to get comfortable. We started attacking, you know. Moore Hill did a little box and one against us, kind of threw us off a groove for a little bit, and then once we kind of figured that out a little bit, we got going. So,
and then looking back on Tuesday night against Oskaloosa, I know you went through some adversity there with Malia, twisted an ankle up, but your girls still battle through and pick up the solid victory. So what did that just tell you about your girls and just the way they still continue to battle through adversity?
Oh, our girls are tough. I mean, they mentally tough. They've gone through so much, probably in the last couple of years. I mean, even this year, I mean, we've had to battle through a lot of adversity. I know they were felt so bad for Malia, when she rolled it. It was a scary moment for everybody. We were all hoping for the best. And hopefully we're still hoping that it's, you know, just kind of a sprained ankle and nothing more serious, but the girls were able to collect themselves after a little bit, and then the girls stepped up. Ashton Keogh, she kind of really, really stepped up in the big role. Malia was on the bench telling all the girls, giving them confidence. Hey, you're open, shoot the ball. You know, she was leading the way from that. She did a great job.
So now you look ahead here to Friday night. You know you got another tough one. You're going to go on the road to Jackson Heights. That's always a really tough place to play. Jackson Heights ranked number 6 in the state in Class 2A. So, you know, looking into this big matchup now on Friday, Coach, how do you approach it against such a tough opponent?
They're tough. They're well coached. Those girls get after you. I mean, we had two weird games against them last year where, you know, we get blown out there at their place, and then we turn around at our place and we have like a one possession game. Like we could have pulled it out, but so I you know, depending on what team shows up for us, I think if our girls go in there kind of relaxed, and I just want them to go in there relaxed as far as, you know, just play our game, you know, defend, box out, rebound, not making it too big on themselves, and, you know, not everybody trying to do too much as far as that goes, and just play our role and play our game.
Well, Coach, certainly wish you the best of luck coming up on Friday against Jackson Heights. Congratulations on this 3-win streak you've got going on right now, but thank you so much for taking the time. As always, really do appreciate it.
I appreciate it, Johnny. Thank you.
All right, Coach, thank you. Zach Nelson, the head coach of the Horton girls, joining us on our locker room chats here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.